Optical Fe 2 and Near-Infrared Ca 2 Emission in Active Galaxies, by Swayamtrupta Panda. The CAFE project involves the study of the properties of the low ionization emission lines, LILs, pertaining to the broad line region, BLR, in active galaxies. These emission lines, especially the singly ionized iron, Fe2, in the optical and the corresponding singly ionized calcium, Ca2, in the near-infrared, NIR, are found to show a strong correlation in their emission strengths, i.e., with respect to the broad H-beta emission line, the latter also belonging to the same category of LILs. We outline the progress made in the past years that has developed our understanding of the location and the efficient production of these emission lines. We have yet to realize the full potential of Ca2 emission and its connection to the black hole and the BLR parameters, which can be useful in 1. The classification of type 1 active galactic nuclei, AGNs, in the context of the main sequence of quasars, 2. To realize an updated radius-luminosity relation wherein the inclusion of the strength of this emission line with respect to H-beta can be an effective tracer of the accretion rate of the AGN, and, 3. The close connection of Ca2 to Fe2 can allow us to use the ratio of the two species to quantify the chemical evolution in these active galaxies across cosmic time. In this paper, we use our current sample and utilize a nonlinear dimensionality reduction technique, T-distributed stochastic neighbor embedding, TSNE, to understand the clustering in our dataset based on direct observables. This was Optical Fe2 and Near-Infrared Ca2 Emission in Active Galaxies, by Swayamtrupta Panda.